Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, The Celebrity Trash, brought to you by voting. Hello. The election's coming up fast. Make sure you drop off your ballot or mail it or whatever you're going to do. By November 3rd, rock that voting sticker that apparently comes with your ballot. I didn't see mine. But, you know,
I thought you got yours yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he saved it or if he chucked it with all the other ones. Yeah, that's nice.
All right.
Mine's a, you know.
I'll give you mine if you can't find yours.
Yeah. I want one. I like having one. Save it for me.
All right.
I didn't see one. I forgot all about it, too, after we talked about, you know, how that goes.
It doesn't really matter, yeah.
Talked about it. I'm so concerned about it, and then immediately gone. Because yesterday was Big Brother, and that's all I could think about.
Oh, right.
I didn't finish it, so I didn't see who he put up. Can you
tell
me?
Who do you think?
My guess is he put up Nicole and Cody.
No. He put up Nicole and Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to come down to...
Oh, so he's hoping to backdoor Cody.
You know, probably. I don't know
well,
what
think
any
about
of their motivations
it. If he
are anymore.
If he doesn't burn Cody now, right?
Cody wins.
Well, but they're also, you know, here he is thinking, well, this guy I've been with from the beginning, and we're boys, and we're New Jersey guys, you know, that all that. So there's that. But he's probably also thinking, if Cody doesn't win the veto, but one of these girls does...
He's going to go up, and then the girl
then
gets
Cody
to choose.
Has to go up. He's got no blood on his hands, because he's the only other option, and then they can get him.
And either girl... Although Nicole, who's a dummy, she might actually keep Cody and Nick's Christmas. She's crazy, because no one can win against Cody, but she's such a weird little... Like, I'm loyal to him, so... I'm
so
not going to cut
him. Did the veto already happen?
No.
Oh, okay. So,
but I'm saying if Nicole,
if she wins,
only
it,
one person will vote. So if Nicole took herself down and it's Cody and Christmas, then Nicole gets to decide who goes home and who goes to the final three.
Oh, because Enzo can't vote.
Enzo can't vote. So it's decided by this one person, whoever that is, Cody, Christmas, or Nicole, is going to decide who goes to the final three. So I think all of their best bet is to take Christmas. She's the only one you could really say, look, we dragged her along, or we, you know, she didn't make any big moves, or, you know, whatever.
I wish I liked her more.
I know. I absolutely just think she's a terrible person. So condescending and just such a baby. I'm like, really, are you going to give him crap about getting you? Of course he's trying to get you out. He's trying to win the game.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like. I wish I. That's the only way I can word it. I just wish I liked her more. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, Big Brother, it's happening. Maria from Napa wrote a thing that I was reading this morning. She said that her DVR is set up to record something on Friday. Can you see what the end of the schedule looks like? Like, are we not getting a Thursday show, or is it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week? Because it ends next week.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it ends on Wednesday of next week.
It's right. We're down to
the
end.
Down to the wire, right? So maybe they are slipping another show in there, because normally they'd crown the winner or they'd get rid of someone on a Thursday. So I don't know. Does it mean there's extra jump right in whenever. That's the most important thing to me is what is the schedule for Big Brother? So interrupt me, whatever I'm talking
Even
about.
Even though you won't like whoever wins no matter what.
I won't be happy. I won't like it. But I'm ever since I found out that Survivor's not coming back for 2 years.
So what is it supposed to be? Monday, Thursday, and
Monday,
Sunday?
Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay, so right now what I'm looking at is some schedule, and it says there's an episode tomorrow on CBS, Thursday and Friday, and then Monday and Wednesday.
Okay, so we get 3 episodes late this week.
Boy, how are they dragging that out?
Well, I don't know. They usually do like a 3-part final head of household because that person picks the person who's sitting with them, so they have to drag it out. I'm going to say one more thing about this. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not even trying this season. Like, the producers, they are having to fill that show with the dumbest crap. Like, just...
But you'll still watch it, though.
Of course I will. Of course. But I actually made him... I'm like, he's talking to the cow. He's talking to the blow-up cow again. Fast forward this. I'm not watching that.
Well, that's... You know, whatever.
No,
that's
come
quirky
up with something.
Or cute,
I mean,
or whatever.
They didn't even bother to change the table. Usually when they get down to like 6-8 people, they go to a smaller table. They still have the 16-person table. I'm like, what are they, just lazy? They're not doing anything.
That's bothering you, huh?
It is.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
The table.
They change it to a smaller table. There's not 100 people in there anymore. All right, moving on. Thursday, there is another presidential debate. And
no, I thought that was done. I thought that they,
I did
because
too,
of the way
Vin.
Things went with the last one, with these town halls or pep rallies,
yeah.
That I thought they're done with it. But yeah, tomorrow, wait, what day is today?
Today is Tuesday. So
sure.
Thursday is the debate. So if they're going to do it, they're going to do a mute button, which is so crazy.
Needed.
It is needed. It's going to make it actually watchable. Like, everyone's bitching. I'm like, well, at least I'll be able to hear what their answer is without having to, you know, figure it out from under the other guy talking.
The trip will be like, if I were the moderator or whoever they put in control of that, the trip will be, do you give someone a chance to manage themselves? Or when the question is for one guy, do you just turn the other guy off? Like, that's it. I'm not going to be
right.
The person who's, you know, allowing this, you know, you get 5 words, then we got to close you off. Or
it says
I wonder how they'll jimmy that thing.
Right. My feeling is that they're going to cut it off from the get-go, Vin. It says here, when each candidate gives his initial 2-minute response to a debate topic, the other guy's microphone will be cut off.
Oh, that's
so.
Well, then
sounds
there
like
is.
they're automatically doing
it.
After those 2 minutes, that's when it's open debate, during which time, of course, the mics will not be muted, but interruptions by a candidate will count toward his time. Which means if there's a 90-second debate afterward, if someone's interrupting, the clock starts for their rebuttal time. I'm not positive how it'll work, and frankly, they're all S shows, so. Trump is okay with this. His campaign says he's committed to debating Joe Biden, regardless of last-minute rule changes from the biased commission in their latest attempt to provide advantage to their favorite candidate.
Radical left, will you shut up, man?
You shut up, man.
Shut up, man.
This is terrible news. Anybody who knows anyone who's ever gone through lymphoma knows it's not a great diagnosis. Jeff Bridges has announced that he's been diagnosed. He announced it on Twitter last night. He opened with a line from Big Lebowski. As the dude would say, new S has come to light. He says, I've been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it's a serious disease, I feel fortunate. I have a great team of doctors. The prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and we'll keep you posted on my recovery. And added that he's proudly, profoundly grateful for the love and support from my family and friends. Thanks for the prayers and well wishes. Remember to go vote. We're all in this together. Love, Jeff.
I can't even imagine. You know, see, well, I can kind of imagine, but I don't think I imagine correctly. But there are movies that I've watched that put you in that place where a person who's living a busy life and has a million things going on then suddenly is in the doctor's office for whatever weird thing they're feeling and then the doctor sits them down and says, you have cancer, and everything goes away. And suddenly this is the only thing in their world.
Yes.
And the top
of the desk gets swept clean.
Right. You sort of get this like, wow, what would that be like? And it doesn't look good.
No.
I don't.
Ugh.
I hope to never have to.
So he will be 71 in December. Lymphoma. There are several types of lymphoma. He is not saying which he's been diagnosed with, and maybe we'll get more info. Maybe we won't. You know, this is kind of a private thing. People like to go through these things in their own way, and they get to decide. So, anyway, thoughts and prayers for.
They can do pretty great things, but it depends on how quick they got to it.
Right.
That stuff spreads. Maybe you've heard.
I have heard that. Jeff, yes. Cancer. It sucks. And it's trying hard.
Right.
So Jeff Bridges has been diagnosed with lymphoma. This guy, bad at technology, can't keep his hands off himself. You must have seen the Jeffrey Toobin story. This guy's he's a CNN New Yorker guy.
Haven't seen this story.
He got himself on Zoom. He's a newsman, and he's in a meeting and says he thinks his camera was off. I thought my camera was off. I thought it was muted. Well, everyone could hear it and apparently see it too. And he just couldn't wait until after the Zoom meeting to take care of business. And so now he's been suspended from the New Yorker, on leave from CNN. A news guy, renowned reporter for the New Yorker. He's been, they say too that he's like a, you know, guy who he's all over the Supreme Court thing. And he exposed himself during a Zoom call with colleagues. He says it was an accident. Apparently, this was first reported by Vice on Monday. There's a picture of him. A spokesperson for CNN says, Jeff Toobin's asked for some time off while he deals with a personal issue, which is he can't keep his hands off himself. And they've granted it. I don't know how long he'll be out for or if he'll ever come back. I mean, how does anyone take this guy seriously anymore? He said, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me, and I thought I had muted the Zoom video. And he hadn't. And there's sounds. And
wow.
Pictures. Yeah, it's not great. So, ugh. Oh, blah. Blah. Gross. Just, really? And it just makes me think, like, you can't see someone's hands, you know? Like, why do you have to do that now? And who else was on that call?
Yeah, I don't. Mm. I think it's widely known I'm a big fan of that particular procedure.
It's 1 o'clock. That's
a private time.
Yes.
That is what I do.
Did he have like other windows open? Is that why he didn't know that his camera was on? Because he had another window open?
I think so. I mean, totally a modern day mistake, right? With today's like what's going on, I'm sure he didn't plan to do that. Like, why would you?
Well, no, right? I agree. He did not plan for that to all be on the meeting.
In his defense, not in his defense, but unfortunately, I think the older folks, myself included, any one of us, we're caught in the transition of going full computer life.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But
even
still,
people who
day,
are,
dude, like right
I know,
in the middle of a meeting,
just, looking old, right? Can you just wait until
with that going on in the like? There were people talking nonsense in the background about I don't know what he was, what that meeting was, whether that was an HR meeting or you know what meeting were they in? Do you know?
It just says he was in a meeting with colleagues.
Like, dude,
yeah, just wait. Just I'm sorry that it's cutting into your day. But if you could just keep your hands where we can see them. Jesus. Honestly. Ugh. Yeah. I actually don't know. Like, could they just see his arm moving? Like, I don't really know what was shown on this. And
well,
I didn't.
If his mic was on, I mean, the sounds are enough.
Right. The sounds are there for sure. And I'm sure if they could see what he was doing, you can tell when someone's doing that.
Yeah. I would think you'd see some elbow movement or something. The sound, though, that's highly personal. I've said this to you many times. As a young person at learning to do that in a house full of other humans,
hold your breath.
I learned to do that really quiet because I was very afraid mom was going to just fling open the door and be like, I see you.
Right.
You know? You're caught.
Sandy
so you learned to
Sandy
do that
knew it was
quietly.
Happening and she
or,
just
you know,
covered her ears and walked on down the hall.
You're locked in a bathroom for 45 minutes. Right. You know,
what's going on in there?
Nothing. You do learn to do that quietly. Whether or not you unlearn that, that's up to the person, I guess. But
my mom is saying that his was on Zoom. Like, I don't, which thank you, mom, for the info. Did you, mom, did you see it? Because
that's
I've actually.
Weird angle, huh? Who has?
I know.
Like, look at all Ellie did the research. Thank you,
yeah,
Ellie.
Ellie, thank you. Thank you, mom. She said, he's a big Democrat. Republicans don't do that. Lol. Yeah, that's so true.
Good one.
Anyway, Jeffrey, we're talking about Jeffrey Toobin. He's a big reporter from The New Yorker, CNN, and he accidentally exposed himself on a Zoom call because he couldn't wait until after, and he thought he had the sound and the video off, and he did not, sir. And I'm totally out of time. I don't know how this happens, but it's over. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Who dreams of their wedding day? Oh. I'll tell you after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.